Parshas Emor. Posel svatom chem machas a Shabbos miyoy maviachem masay matnufo sheva shabbos is tmimus tiyeno ad vimachas a Shabbos a shviz tisru chemishim yoyim vikraftem min chadosh al Hashem. So the pasuk tells us the mitzvah sphere saima, and the gedur sphere saima is you count from machas a Shabbos until mimachas a Shabbos a shviz. That's the tzura. That's the seder of sphere saima. From one machas a Shabbos to another machas a Shabbos. The shayla, I mean, the tzdukim were right of klai yisrael on this. They said that machas a Shabbos means it means Shabbos literally, the first Shabbos in Pesach, and Klal Yisrael had the Messiah that it means Pesach. This was one of the big fights with the Tztukim, was one of the big Netzchoynes with the Tztukim. This was one of the major battles of Tztukim. I mean, why was the Pasuk Takim Ma'akim Mishnah? Why did the Pasuk call it Shabbos? L'maisa, the second half, is even harder, because here at least Shabbos refers to the Yontiv that it says before, that it's called the Shabbos, also Yontiv, and there's a first day Yontiv, good. But second Shabbos, Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi'i, is told the day after the seventh Shabbos, over there is no Yontiv. Over there it's a regular weekday, whatever it is. If this year it's a Thursday and a Friday. I mean, what's the Mochas HaShabbos of the second? So Rashi says that the second Shabbos means, the Chazal say the second Shabbos means the week, which is even, it's even more awkward in the Pasuk. So two things. First of all, Yontiv is called Shabbos over here. Sphere and the week is called Shabbos. Now, this is where the Torah mentions a week as called Shabbos. Adrab, Shavuah and the Torah usually does not mean a week. And this is, why was the Pasuk Ma'akim Mishanas in such a hyphen? Secondly, there's a Chazal that says, Ilmoli Shom Yisol Shei Shabbos is Miyad Nigol Miyad. Gemara Shabbos. That if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbos, they would go out of Golos immediately. They would nigal miyad. First of all, why two Shabbos versus one? Man of Shabbos. If it's a mitzvah of Shabbos, then Shabbos itself is chashiv, and one should be enough. If it's also chazakah, we pass in three. Where's the shtei Shabbos? It's very hard not to be nesoyer to the parallel that the shtei Shabbos is v'mal Hashem Yisrael shtei Shabbos is. And the Mimochas HaShabbos at Mochas HaShabbos HaShviz. This is two Shabbos. It seems very, very close and very parallel. And it needs a Havana. What's the Shtei Shabbos and what's the Shtei Shabbos here? Another Indian. In the whole Parashas Me'adim, Shabbos is called, we know Mayir is one thing, Shabbos is another thing. Different Alochas, different Yonim. The Parasha by us is Me'arbev the two together. The parasha calls Elam Moedei Hashem Shetikros and Mikor Kodesh Elam Moedei Shabbos is called a Moed. No, Rashi explains what, why the Tetzushal Barak upon him. The pasuk does label Shabbos a Moed, and Mayarim are called Shabbos. It's only the difference between Shabbos and Shabbos Shabbosin. But Lemaisa, so on the one hand we have here a label on Moedim Mimochas a Shabbos that a Yontiv is called Shabbos and a Moed is called Shabbos, and here we have a label that Shabbos is called a Moed. So that means that the union of Moed and the union of Shabbos overlap, which is true. Lamashal, Moed is a Shabbos, there's the Yisra Malacha, there's a Chiv Shvisa, and not a stronger Shabbos, but there's a Chiv Shvisa b'chol zeis. Shabbos has an union of Moed. It seems as if both include both in Yanim, except one is at Gosh and Shabbos, one is at Gosh and Moed. And I'd like to understand what is the Shabbos Shabbos Moed and what's the Moed Shabbos Shabbos. Let's just maybe sharpen Makasha. We understand, what is it, why do all Yom Tovim, all Moedim, have it in Shvisa from Malacha? Mele Shabbos, the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he was Shavas. So Beseda, so that's the Zecha, just like the Matzah, what Matzah is to Geula, the Shvisa Mimalacha of Shabbos is to the Teichen of Shabbos. But in Yontiv Lamashal, in Pesach, what's the Shvisa Mimalacha Shayach to Yontiv of Pesach? it's not. I mean, if to have time to be Isaac in it's so it could be like halamoid, where a person does only lacha. That's a tzayrich. But the what's the nekuda of shvisa that's there in the ma'arim as well? That's another nekuda that needs a hesbah. The pasuk says by in the parashat Kisisa. On Shabbos it says that HaKadosh Baruch was Shavas Vayinofash. What does the word Vayinofash mean? So Rashi says every Lashon Nefisha is a Lashon Regia, and it's a Lashon where a person's nefesh and Shimosa is Shav Elov. It's like a person when he's working very hard, he can hardly breathe, and now he takes a long breath. That's the word vayinafash means. Nefisha means to rest, and it comes from the word nefesh, which is neshifa. It's breathing of sorts, and it's hashavas nefesh, like a person who's working very hard until he's half dead, and then he breathes and he comes alive again. So how does it apply? I mean, what does it mean by Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi says, "V'misha nebar olam, misha ein boy ayefa." It's somebody that has no tiredness, and it's not shayach to sinyan to him. Still, he gave reshus to be mechaned the Shabbos vayinafash that keilu kaviyachol such a metzias. That's what Rashi says over there. It's a marshal, good. But obviously, there's something in the marshal that has a nimshal. It's not resting. Menucha is a matzah that describes correctly both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and both us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that did not do Avodah on Shabbos. That's a correct statement. You don't even have to say Kaviyachol. Whatever was done in Sheish Yisimei Bereishis was not done on Shabbos. That statement stands as it stands. And we don't do Malacha that we do all 6 days. We don't do on Shabbos. That's a good statement. The fact that for us it means we can catch our breath, I mean, where did that need a mushal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol? What's the mushal and the nimshal that we're applying? It means there's an inyan in Shabbos besides the cessation of Malacha. There's another inyan in Shabbos that for us it's Hashavas Nefesh and Neshima, like Rashi says, and Kaviyachol by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's only a marshal, Ke Adam, that's being Tereach. In Vayinofesh we learn about the Neshama Yisera. There is something there that works with those Gedarim, and there is a Mokum for a marshal, except that Kaviyachol by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't apply. Let's be misbinding this, and then we'll get to, and then we'll come back to the atmosphere and so on. When a person works very hard, a person breathes very quickly, very short breaths, like shvarim. There's anuche, when a person breathes in and he's working, there's a pattern of breathing that is very distinct, very rapid, very very energetic, and so on. A person who's relaxed breathes much longer, takes a deep breath, and almost the first thing we notice when a person relaxes, when a person goes to some place where it's away or it's quiet, and he was paracord a little bit, he doesn't have to do it. The first thing he does is he takes a deep breath. That's the way we talk about it. That's the mitzvah. The first thing a person does is he when he relaxes, his breathing changes. Since a person's neshima and breathing is the his matzav of life, I mean, la halacha, a person is living depends on breathing be'ikah. So we understand that if in the Bria there's a chutbah metzias of difference between breathing in 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 when a person is at work and when a person is at rest, there's a difference in the metzias of the person himself. If since a neshama is called Hashem neshima, and vayipach ba'apav nishmas chaim, the fact that a person's breathing is kaviyochel the physical expression of chiyus, so the changes and the avdelim are the changes be'etzim in a chiyus. And the pshat is there's a person l'mashal, when a person is working, when a person is caught up in his work, the teva is, if it's demanding, intense work, he always has to focus on the work itself and exclude everything else out of it. That's the metzias of work. And the more he has to strain himself, and the more he has to focus himself, whether it's a mental intensity or physical intensity, the more and more he has to focus on what he's doing now in front of him and exclude everything else. Sort of a zoom lens. He has to focus less with less and less width and more specific. That is the metzias of melacha. It means on the one hand he can be meyachid all his koiches for the particular nekuda in front of him. That's the good side. On the other hand, it has no hemshich. It's this. He's doing this. Why are you doing it for vision? Nothing. He has to focus more and more on this particular nekuda. On the other hand, when a person is relaxed, when a person is not occupied on that, then the more and more he's relaxed, and the more he's lets go, the more his entire compass of koiches and nefesh come into play. The more the person looks at things with a longer vision, it's a whole different type of cook. It reflects itself in the neshima ktzara versus the neshima ruka. Now, the neshima ktzara means they are in rapid, intense bursts of chiyus. And the harder the person is struggling and straining, the shorter the breath and the more intense it is. When a person, and the neshima aruka that we talk about, the fact when a person relaxes, he begins to breathe longer, it also, his whole hekef achayim becomes a different hekef achayim. His hekef achayim becomes a hekef of more. He's able to get out of this particular point and take more in at one shot. And b'meila, it's a neshima aruka, and it's a much longer, it's one stretch. Each stretch of chiyus is a much longer stretch of chiyus. So in a person's nefesh, a person has two nefeshes. He has the nefesh that is the nefesh amola, nefesh ayvedes, the nefesh that works, does, and is short, intense, and completely menutik from any tachlis. And then there is the longer nefesh, the neshima, the nefesh or the neshama that has the longer look to it, that fakat, it's makiv everything, including the tachlis. A person who's involved in a particular work will sometimes work very hard, and then when he finishes, look, I'm saying, well, Betson, what am I doing all this for? I mean, does it make sense if this is the tachlis I have in mind? Is this what I should be doing? A person doesn't make that when he's working hard and intense and in it. He doesn't lift up his head, doesn't think about it. But when the person has a chance to breathe, when he has a chance to take a neshima ruka, that's when he gets all these types of machshavas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Vayipach Be'apa of Nishmas Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person two neshamas, two nefashas. A nefesh that's capable of being amul with total amola, and a nefesh that has that neshima aruka of menucha. The chilek is, one is takes in avoida itself, one takes tachlis. In other words, the neshama of the nefesh amola of the person, the neshama that focuses on doing, on pushing, is can only focus on avoida and bring out the most avoida in a person. The neshima aruka of the person is a neshima aruka that takes in the seif. It's the only one that's capable of reaching out to the tachlis and see what's there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The Vayinafesh is taka an neshama to the world that didn't exist before. Just like all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch that we talk about are midas that find a place in the world. So kaviyoch, we need a mashal because it exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the world into two parts. The sheishes in me'avoida, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vayipach ba'apav of the world, a neshama, a nefesh of avoida. And then there was the same kaviyochel, but it's a mashal. It is there. Just there is a pchina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an hoga of what we would see by a person taking a deep and long breath. There's such an hoga by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that deep breath on Shabbos, on and he gave that neshama. And by an Adam, it's the same. He has one neshama on the weekdays, and he has a neshama on his Shabbos, which is a neshama yisera, and which is neshama yisera doesn't mean another neshama. It means the neshama expands. Like Rashi says, a person is oichov leikat v'levein kotzpa. It means because the span of the neshama lengthens. It becomes a much longer breath, and instead of looking at things in pieces and in nows and at hands, the person looks at it mitzad the oirech hadvarim, and he looks at it mitzad the neshima ruka, and that's the neshama yisayir of a person. That is the mahalach of sheishes ha'maisa versus Shabbos, the mahalach of the nefesh adam versus the neshama yisayir of Shabbos. It means also, if a person doesn't work with tachlis, if a person doesn't have, for instance, tenua itself, the difference between tenua and menucha, a person who, the Maral says, we've mentioned a few times, the Maral says, that which is in motion is never complete. That which is complete is at menucha. He says anything that's misnoea, anything that is in flux, is not a dovah shalom. Like, for instance, a person takes two chemical agents and mixes them, and if they are not stable, there will be a reaction until the reaction goes until stability is reached. So the tenua is that the thing itself is not in its final position. It hasn't reached tachlis. It hasn't reached the final point. And menucha is the final point. So the division between menucha and avoda is also the division between hechetimtza to menucha to tachlis. Hechetimtza to tachlis is tenua to menucha. That is the two parallels. And b'meila, anything that still is in motion is getting somewhere. It's not there, and that which is there and that which stopped is there. If a person works without te'elas, without tachlis, I mean, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, it says, we call Shabbos me'ein olam haba. We understand that as just being nice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, it's so hard, such a long and hard life. It's nice once in a while to get a little bit of a lick of Gan Eden on the back of a spoon. That's the way we understand it. That's not the main tachlis. The main tachlis of Me'ein Olam Haba is a person would not know where to go to if he wouldn't have the Me'ein Olam Haba. I mean, where are you heading to? Lamashal, somebody ate something very good by someone's house. And the person has a feel for cooking. So he goes back to his house. And he has a very clear memory of the taste and shape and so on. And he starts patchkening. He'll put in a little bit this more, it'll make it sharper. Put a little bit more, make it sweeter. He knows what it is that he's looking for, the taste that he's looking for. And he keeps patchkening and, you know, he can keep going back and forth until he gets to that point. Let's say somebody has no concept of something good. And he's starting, let's make something good. I don't know, like put a little more, sharper, sweeter. What am I heading to? Lamaise, a person does it because he has ideas of different things that taste good, and he's trying to get something between this and this. But if a person would have no picture, a person were to give him the ingredients, and he never tasted anything, so you want to make a little sweeter, a little sweeter, a little salty. But where am I heading to? I'll keep patching, but what do I want the bottom line of it? So without tachlis, there's no makom for real avoida. I mean, there's a makom for avdus, but there's no makom for avoida. The person can keep doing. But where are you going to? The te'ima of me'ein olam haba of Shabbos is that every so often a person has to go back to the original and taste it and see what's it missing. It's not quite as sweet, not quite as sharp, not quite as thick. I have to shtel a tzu to something. The dugma of me'ein olam haba is there has to be a tzushtel of that of shleimus so that I can avoda can have a makom fit. That was the reason why what's the pshat il mol shami sol shei shabbosis miyarehim nigolim, the inyan of shnei shabbosis. Reb Tzadik says it in his way. I mean, he says, Reb Tzadik says, "Ein adoyma Shabbos to a Shabbos after a Shabbos, to a Shabbos when a person had already a Shabbos." The Berach, that's the nusach. Or the word is in the sheishis yimei avoida. The avoida itself is meaningless unless the avoida itself has a Shabbos that it's heading to. There is no makom. To what are you doing? What are you working for? I mean, what do you mean you're working all the 6 days for Shabbos if you don't know what Shabbos is? If somebody who never saw what a Shabbos looks like, can you tell them, well, why don't you set the table for Shabbos? But I don't know what a table looks like for Shabbos. There is no makom avoda in the sheishes mea maisa for Shabbos if a person doesn't have a te'ima of Shabbos before. So the mitzias of Shabbos, Shtei Shabbos, is that first there's a te'ima of Shabbos, first there's a deher of tachlis. Once a person tastes the tachlis, now his sheishes shemiyah, now there's a mokim that through avoda he's going to build his own Shabbos. But if there wouldn't be a Shabbos before, that Shabbos would not shtol zech tzu to the avoda. It would have been a mikra. The person worked very hard, and the mikra Shabbos slapped it in the middle and interrupted it. But you couldn't say that the 6 days added up to something, and they had any shaykhs to the Shabbos. It'll also help us understand the Moshe Pasuk. It says, Vayar menucha ki toiv, vayet shichmoy lispoil. The Yisachar were... The Velt said kilos astira. I mean, it says vayar menucha kitoiv eit shech melispol. How do you understand the menucha kitoiv and eit shech melispol together? The teretz is without the herring the safe pasuk, without the herring where the menucha kitoiv. What do you mean by eit shech melispol? Somebody tell you, just keep schlepping all day long packages back and forth from this building to that building. That's the hagdar of avodas perach. The avoda has no tachlis to it. Why do a person keep schlepping packages back and forth? But if a person understands the tachlis of it and he's toyim, he has the hair of the tachlis and the avoda, then he has a reason to do it. Vayar menucha kitoy veitshich malispol means because the mile of Yisachar was they heard the menucha kitoy, so then they understood where avoda is going to. That was the dagger of Yisachar. So we have nimtzino lemaiden like this. That in the world is mechulik between there's a adam atzuris adam b'melacha and atzuris adam b'menucha. The tzuris adam b'melacha is one scope. The tzuris adam b'menucha is a second scope. The bria in the world which creates that distinction is Shabbos. In Shabbos you have a metzias where there is a kvias, there's a te'ima of tachlis in the world, there's a possibility of tapping and feeling tachlis in the world, and b'meila a person shtel zechtzu to it, and b'meila his avoda has a tzushtel to that tachlis. Let's understand another nekuda with this. Moyadim, the Kedush Levi says, a very interesting deher. There was a lot of nisim before Yetzias Mitzrayim. what, I mean, how come none of it, how come nothing was, there are no days to be Mitzayin it? Of course, the difference is because this is to the Ummah, this is to Yechidim, but all of Bereishis is full with Nisim and Niflaos, and we don't mark it on the calendar. It's not a day. And all of our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Nisim are from Yitzias Mitzrayim onwards. The Kara Sayam, the Hechil Nos Amon. Nobody speaks about taking matter Kivshana Eish. Nobody speaks about the Kvitzah. Nothing of it is spoken about. So I'll be sure to the Teretz says this is for Umma, this is Yechidim, and only things for Umma carries on. But he says another Knech. And that's a very important Knech. All the Nisim until then were just that. They were Nisim. Seder. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was strong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tough. They were Gendik, you know, so he saved Avram, he saved Yitzhak, saved Yaakov, fine. Saved Moshe from Paroi. But the Maisa itself did not carry any remez of a Tachlis in it. The first Nes that the Pe'ula carried in itself a sense of Tachlis was Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was the first time where the Nes carried two inyanim in it. First of all, the Nes carried in itself the Pe'ula, the Asiyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ois Niflois Levadai. And then there's the and also the Tachlis, Leman. The Leman Haviacha, the Leman Lies Lachem Lelekim, every single Nes from Yetzias Mitzrayim onward carried in itself a Kesha to some sort of Tachlis. The Torah, you know, those Nisim that were Shaitam or Lezmanam don't have any Hansocha. Those Nisim that Mitzar Atzmam, they stole sich zu to some safe Pasik, those Nisim are carrying themselves a Nitzchias. So in the Pchinas, you know, the Pchinas of Moyadim, that they were called Shabbosim, is because every Moyad carries itself a Mitzvah of a Shabbos. In Pesach, there's a Mitzvah of the Geula Lasid Lavi, which is one piece of the puzzle of Lasid Lavi. The Shavuos carries in itself that, like Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala again to us and be Megala Rosh Torah. Sukkot carries the Seif, the Shiloh Yakis, Leikas Amim, that the Asifas Amim. Every single Yontif carries in itself, besides the Etzim Pu'ula HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, it carries itself something of the Neshima Ruka of Lasid Lavi. It's not as Oruch HaShabbos, it's not as broad a Shabbos, but it has a Shabbos in itself. So b'meila, all the Shvisa in all the Moyadim is of a lesser dag of Shabbos, but it carries in itself, every Moyad is not just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to take Alka Yisrael, so he took him out. He needed to take Alka Yisrael, and he put into the Bria a Me'ein of the Geula Asad Lavi. He needed to give Torah, and he put into the Bria Me'ein of the Torah Asad Lavi, and so on. That is how come the Moyadim are all called Shabbosim. Let's go to the final Nakuda. One of the things that this Musig of a Tachlis is Mechadish is the Inyan of Erechin. The Rav Futner says, "Ha'ayhavim dvareho gdulo b'choru," and we say in Tikkun Shabbos, those who like Shabbos, not those that are shaykh to Shabbos, shows greatness. So Rav Futner says that the oilam of erchin, of evaluation, is shaykh only when you have Shabbos. He says it with his own mahalach. He speaks about Adam, with seichel, with das. He has his own mahalach, and I want to understand it differently. If I tell you, if I put two people in front of you and I say, who is more qualified? So, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean, who's more qualified? It's for what? The evaluation, Erechin is Shayach only when there is a for what. So I say, he's more suited, he's totally unsuited, he's fantastic. counting is shayach only when there's something, a point of reference of what. This is the first of what. It's the second of what. There has to be something that is shayach to. And if it's not shayach to something, so then there's no mohus of erchin, and there's no mohus of counting. It has to shtolzach to something. So in the chiddush of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish in the world, counting, and then in a second we'll see. The musig of a sphira is shayach only with reference to what, if admission to a park is free, I can't give you, this is your first dollar towards the entrance in the park. What do you mean towards? It doesn't cost anything. If it costs $1 million, $1 doesn't mean anything copy that. There has to be a yachas from what to what. Counting itself is a meaningless exercise unless it's going someplace. Unless it has a frame of reference. The two spheres that we have are Shabbos, Hayom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Sheni b'Shabbos. Shabbos means it's a place where we count days to, and Sfira Soima comes also to Shabbos. Those are the two areas in the where we have spheres where it's a, if I get Lomosha Chodesh, which has in itself a natural beginning and end, doesn't need anything. It has the Yireach. But these two in Yanim that don't have a natural beginning and don't have themselves, without being koivea a me'ein of a goal, a me'ein of a Shabbos, there's nothing to count. There's no you're not going any place. The metzias of Sfira HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish with reference to Shabbos. And that's the pshat. On the one hand, the Mimachas HaShabbos and Ad Mimachas HaShabbos HaShviyas means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started, you know, you needed two points of reference where to come from and where to go to. If you can't start counting unless you are toyim the Shabbos Rishayna, and you're not going any place unless there's a Shabbos Achrayna. The Shtei Shabbos is Shabbos Mitzrayim and the Shabbos of Shavuos and the week of Shavuos. Because and a Shabbos Mitzrayim was the first Gilui. The Shabbos, meaning the Yontiv, was the first Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out for a reason. And the second Shabbos was b'meila, you can count it up because you're heading to a point. And the Machras HaShabbos HaShviyas is going to be a second point of reference. So the two words Shabbos are used here because they're bedafka. Count 7 weeks is nothing. If you start November and finish in December, it's a meaningless thing. It's an exercise in boredom. It's nothing. What do you mean that you count to 7 weeks? The Teretz is, you had the Shabbos beforehand, so the first Pesach, in as much as it's a Shabbos, in as much as there's a Yom of Lasid Lovay Gonus in the Pesach, in as much as there's a Geul of Achris Kereishis, that's where that Shabbos can start you on accounting. It gives you a Te'ima of the Me'ein of Lasid Lovay of the Giluyim, and B'meila you know what you're counting to. And then there's a safe pasuk afterwards that you're counting to bepoil mamish, and that finishes Shabbos. That's where you start from Shabbos and finish the Shabbos. I want to go on to a nekuda that's a lemaisik and a more global life, and maybe in the havana, in the differences between onah melim vehema melim. I once was in Sayer Dafka from somebody from the other side. There was once, many years ago, a person accepted a very prestigious prize. This person's, this is not just all, they give out prizes for people who have accomplished tremendous things in science and humanities and philosophy and so on. And this person accepted on behalf of all the group of people. It's a very prestigious prize, and the person was very poetic. She was something in humanities, or I don't remember exactly which field. And she said a sentence that struck me. it says our work in our lifetime, this is was sort of a prize for lifetime accomplishment. It reflects man's never-ending search for a goal that doesn't exist. And she said it with a lot of pathos and a lot of feeling. And when you misbeinen on it, you understand that nekuda. The difference, I mean, somebody will ask himself, I mean, ma bein zeh, I mean, no one ever thinks no one can be yochel kamoini, talmud loima ani Hashem. So it's the same. I mean, we'll never reach it, and lahavdul ben lakodesh lachoil, they'll never reach it. So where is the difference? And anybody who's smug and says, oh, I mean, the difference is I understand everything and they don't, it's stupid. So where is the difference? The teretz is because it does exist. And when we go closer, we're a step, if nothing exists over there, then it's an exercise in carrying packages from one building to another building forever. And that's the pshat is, that is the most insensible thing in the world. To be misbeinen and misamek, with seichel, that's headed to something that doesn't exist, so what are you doing? It's an endless game of nothingness. But if it does exist, and the pshat is, it's not the pshat, it's true that I'll never be there, but I'll be closer, so it has meaning. I'm counting to something. It's not the pshat, you sit somebody down and you say, well, keep counting. There's in math, there's like what you call a converging series. There's a point definitely where it's headed to, and I can keep getting closer. I can never get to the point, but I know the point that it's headed to, and b'meila, the activities that I'm doing have meaning klap at that point that I'm getting closer to. But what does it mean that it doesn't, of course it doesn't exist, and it's right, because if there is no a priori point of reference, then the taki doesn't exist, because it is never-ending. The real difference between the ona melem hema melem is we're going to be omel a whole lifetime and we'll never be there, but we'll be closer. We'll have a point of reference and say, where did I start and where did I finish? And this was the first day and this was the 49th day. I can really say 49th because there is a machas haShabbos. It doesn't have a sphere, but it's there. And if there is no machas haShabbos, if there is no nekuda, then the person is going nowhere forever. And oyem v'noyer, the difference in the same ein soif, it's noyer v'oyem, the klipa in the ein soifius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find our metzias. There's an ein soif of avoda because we're getting closer to the ein soif. And in the ein seif of the klipa, the pshat is, it's an ein seif of nothingness, because that ein seif is ein seif of toyehu v'voyu, noyer v'voyim. On a more personal level, every person has times when he has tremendous his oirison, tremendous things go tremendously well. The person's oimid on dvarim amukim. The person has a behirus. The person has his oirus. And people, when they feel, and then doesn't always go like that, people feel that they you know, that's their real madrega, and this is what, you know, and then now they had an afila. You read the, it depends, every person, different situation, different circumstances. But the emes is the other way around also. A lot of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person a tremendous sense of what's down the road, because that's kaveh the person's road. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws it in. If I care, it's a matna. Shabbos is a matana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes occasionally. And in a person's life, it also comes occasionally. A person has moments of special hisalus, because without those moments, he would be walking blind the rest of the time. It's important to have a Shabbos so that he can count. They may go 49 days without a Shabbos, but had he not had one Shabbos before, he would never get to a Shabbos at the end. So a person has to know, and again, each situation is different, and everything, you know, it's everything has to be evaluated in different ways. But there is such a matzav, and every person who makes a serious effort at doing it, at being a ben aliyah, has those matzavim, where a person has a tremendous, overwhelming sense of toiv, and he has to understand that a lot of times the pshat is it's a ha'orim and a shemayim to give him a preview of what it's like when you get to the 49th day. It's a Shabbos before you start walking the 49 days so that you know where's the memachas HaShabbos you're heading to. And to Nutzaroi is not that a person should become meyuish afterwards and say, well, it was a very good week, but afterwards it's not that it didn't go so good. It's not. Adrabah, you had it, whether it's in a lifetime, whether it's within a structure of a shorter tkufa. Those are points of reference that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person to understand what it's like when it's there and where the person is heading to. And if he knows where he's heading to and he goes, then he'll get there, Mitzvah Shabbos.